You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You still don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
Oh, you just don't get it, do you?
Huh? You don't get it, do you?
Oh, I'm not taking that personally from the control room. Rafer, maybe they're talking about you.
I get it. I totally get it. I get it.
Rafer gets it. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Todd.
So, Rafer, you're here with a couple of movies today, Downsizing from director Alexander Payne. We're going to get right to this. I saw the trailer for this Matt Damon vehicle where they're shrinking people down, right, to solve, I think, the problem of overpopulation. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, this is the solution. I think this is going to lead to wacky places. I'm not sure. Here's a clip.
So the decision to...
Well, that's the thing. Downsizing takes the pressure right off, especially money pressure.
Well, and plus, it must feel good to know you're really making a difference.
You mean all that crap about saving the planet?
Yeah.
Downsizing is about saving yourself.
Matt Damon, I heard Jason Sudeikis in there. Kristen Wiig is in this one, too.
That's right. This little tiny Jason Sudeikis who's trying to convince him to take the plunge and go small, as they say. what's great about this movie is the premise is laid out so thoroughly, with such detail, that you just buy absolutely everything. Your teeth can't be shrunk, apparently, so they have to be removed and then little tiny ones reinstalled. What do you do with your wedding ring? What do you do with all your possessions, right? Fascinating premise. They lay it out so well.
You can't take it with you, in other words.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
right.
You can take much of it. And the great thing is, when you live in a very small world, the money that you have now goes a lot farther. So you can live in a giant McMansion and, you know, never have to worry about anything again. But once Matt Damon sort of goes into this little world, weirdly, the movie kind of runs out of steam, and it's got no story. It's got really nowhere to go. Christoph Waltz shows up as this kind of aging swinger guy. He's very funny. There's a new actress named Hong Chau who plays a Vietnamese house cleaner in this film. I'll be curious to see how that plays with people. The character is a little bit of a stereotype. It might offend some people. But anyway, you do have these two characters, but the story just never goes anywhere. So what you have is this massively great premise and not much of a story. So I found it a little frustrating.
And sometimes with these films, the premise for me is the most important thing. Does the logic of the premise see through to the end of the film, and does the conceit work for whatever kind of social commentary is at the base of it?
It totally does, and I will say this. The movie sends you out of the theater really thinking about things, about mankind, the future, what it means to live a life, what makes a life worth living. A lot of interesting things like that. So it's still very thought-provoking. I just found it, I wish the second half had been as brilliant as the first half.
All right, let's dive thoroughly into the world of realism, because Meryl Streep's in a new one called The Post from Steven Spielberg. Of course, I have to mention Tom Hanks is in it too, not just Meryl Streep. Let's listen to a clip.
So, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh dear, I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like the real one either.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
Tom Hanks there is Ben Bradley of the Washington Post. Meryl Streep is Katharine Graham, two real people. The papers they're talking about are the Pentagon Papers. A lot of people have been mad about this because the Washington Post did not break the Pentagon Papers. The New York Times did.
That's correct. Although the Washington Post was the one who stepped up to the plate, along with some other papers, but the Washington Post stepped up to the plate after the New York Times was constrained from publishing them any further by Nixon's White House. And so it was this act of bravery to sort of buck that legal injunction and go ahead and publish. You know, you've got these two great actors on screen for the first time, remarkably. Streep and Hanks, you could hear in that clip how great they are. Really nice, crisp, tight journalism drama from Steven Spielberg. I'm a journalist. I love any drama that's set in a newspaper, so I'm a little biased, but I thought this was really great and obviously very timely.
You have to hold it up to movies like Spotlight or All the President's Men.
Exactly, right.
And does it hold up to those?
You know, I'm not sure I'd go so far as All the President's Men, although Tom Hanks does do a very good Ben Bradley, and you know, Jason Robards won the Supporting Actor Oscar for Ben Bradley back then, but Tom Hanks is very good in the role.
Well, Rafer, before we let you go, I know you're dying to give your review of Pitch Perfect 3. They've gone for three rounds with Pitch Perfect.
That's right. I think it's time to hang up the pitch pipe on this one.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I love the first movie. Who didn't love the first Pitch Perfect with Anna Kendrick? Number two, a little weaker, I think, at this point. Once you have a comedy that's got a sort of an espionage spy spoof in it, you know things are getting a little desperate.
Didn't work. Well, I'll probably avoid Pitch Perfect 3. If it were Pitch Perfect 2, I definitely would have been there. You know me.
I know you, Todd.
Yeah, can't get enough of that Pitch Perfect. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.